Hey, it's Kelly Walker, the Queen of Manifesting, and today I'm going to tell you about the incident that started my transformation and led me to become a speaker, podcaster, life coach, and manifesting mentor. If you had told me 5 years ago where I'd be today, I would have thought you were out of your mind. And though it started out rocky, I wouldn't change what happened for anything in the world. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's story time.
You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Welcome to story time. It was a Friday morning, just before lunch, and I was at my desk working on some now long forgotten task. My desk was in a room buzzing with work, chit-chat, laughter, music, and talk of where to go for lunch. There were 9 of us designers tucked away in the back corner of the top floor of the building where we worked. It was a secluded area where few people dared to venture, even management. So we were usually free to do mostly anything we wanted, as long as deadlines were met. My favorite days at work were the holidays. Because every holiday, we threw a full day party with bottomless snacks, irresistible desserts, simmering crock pots full of deliciousness, colorful drinks, non-alcoholic of course, and interesting side dishes. Our lunch hour, and yes, I'm saying that with air quotes, was spent playing games, usually werewolf, until we were worked up into a frenzy of laughter, cheating, and food comas. As a group, we were so close that we had been at each other's houses, celebrated babies, engagements, weddings, not in that order necessarily, and all of life's best moments together. We were more family than coworkers. And after being transplanted to Utah, where I didn't know a soul besides my new husband, it was a beautiful thing to have so many people at work that felt like family. Well, on this particular Friday, which happened to be January 12th, 2017, my boss, who was over our little department, came over to my desk and said, "Hey, Kelly, do you have a minute to walk down to Jerry's office with me?" I said, "Sure," a little excited to get a break from my work. Because my work, unfortunately, was not as fun as it had once been. I'd been a graphic designer for 22 years and was entering the unfamiliar phase of my career, commonly known as burnout. I loved going to work because my friends made my days fun and exciting. However, I didn't really like my actual work. I could not muster up the enthusiasm to come up with yet another design for an electrical wax warmer. So instead, I often found myself drifting unconsciously into daydreaming, or scrolling through Facebook, or chatting with my desk neighbors more often than working. I'm telling you this because I really shouldn't have been surprised when the thing that happened next happened. I really should have seen it coming, but I did not have even one clue. When my boss invited me to Jerry's office, I happily jumped up and followed him down the hall, bouncing along like a puppy dog, being taken for a walk on a beautiful sunny day. But as we turned and entered Jerry's office, the sky erupted, dark and menacing, shattering my beautiful day. I looked around the room, and I noticed with alarm that every department head I knew was lined up against the far wall behind Jerry's desk. And at Jerry's desk was not Jerry, but the big boss, the boss of all the other bosses, Joe. Joe gestured at a rickety metal chair they'd placed in the middle of the room and asked me to have a seat. Never have I wanted less at that moment to take a seat. And that's saying a lot because I really like sitting. In fact, I wish somebody would invent a cool portable chair that we could take places when waiting in long lines like Disneyland, because I hate standing so much. But at that moment, that chair was the last place I wanted to be. I fought the urge to turn around and run away, and I carefully gathered myself, walked over to the chair, and gingerly sat down in it, hoping it would hold my weight, and looking up at Joe with a growing sense of dread. He started out by thanking me for coming. Then Joe went in a direction I was not expecting at this point. He started telling me how awesome I was. He said, "Kelly, we all love working with you. You are a ray of sunshine, and your positivity makes everyone happy when you're around. Unfortunately, you suck at your job, and it's time to move on." Well, I may have paraphrased a little bit. But it turns out Joe had two choices for me. My choices were A, to be fired, or B, to take a spreadsheet job in the quality assurance department with a 50% pay cut. Now, if you have met me, you know that he really only gave me one viable choice because spreadsheets, oof. I told him I understood and was sorry, and I probably would not do well in a spreadsheet job, but thank you anyway. He told me, "Now don't decide today. Take the weekend to think about it and let us know your decision on Monday. And while you're at it, go ahead and take the rest of the day off." Well, I stood up and I walked out of Jerry's office, numb with shock. I headed back up the hall to my desk, knowing I would never see it again. When I entered the design room and saw my friends, I burst into tears, which quickly turned into uncontrollable sobs. Everyone ran to comfort me and give me hugs, and then they helped me pack up my desk. Somehow, through the constant flood of tears and snot running down my face, I made it to my car and survived the half-blind drive home. I felt like I had just been orphaned. In the blink of an eye, I had lost almost every person I loved, ripped out of my life with no warning, while I was shunned to outer darkness where I would only occasionally hear about their lives on social media, but never be a part of them again. That day was one of the most painful days of my life. But, as some of you may have also experienced yourself, getting fired was the beginning of a complete transformation that I never saw coming and had no idea how much I needed. A few weeks later, weeks spent wallowing in misery, I was very committed to wallowing in misery, I received an email offering me a ticket to a 3-day life-changing seminar. My instant reaction was, "Ew, happy people? No way." But day after day, I kept getting the feeling that I should go. So in the middle of March, 8 weeks after being fired, I headed to the Salt Palace to attend my first personal development seminar. The next 8 months were a whirlwind. After that first seminar blew me away, I was invited to a seminar by another guy that also did monthly 3-day life-changing seminars. And soon I was attending at least 2 3-day life-changing seminars every month. Well, then I learned that there was such a thing as a training program to become one of those people that hold 3-day life-changing seminars. Well, of course I signed up. And I also got certified as a life coach while I was at it and left the world of working for someone else behind me forever. By December, everything had come together. I got my first 2 paid life coaching clients. I spoke on stage for the first time in my life. And then there was no stopping me. Since December of 2017, I have published a best-selling book, started this podcast, which, by the way, did you guys know this podcast is in the top 5% of all podcasts globally? Wow. I'm shocked and amazed and grateful for that. I've had hundreds of clients that I have helped reach their goals and overcome self-sabotage. And I have spoken hundreds of times all over the world, including 3 times in London and on 3 cruise ships, about the manifesting formula. This unexpected transformation started because I got fired and has been snowballing ever since. Every time I see Joe, I give him the biggest hug and thank him again for kicking me out of the nest. One of the best things I've discovered along the way was the value of hiring a coach. I could never have gotten as far as I did in such a short time without someone to guide me through it, which is what led me to want to become a coach myself. Watching someone realize their innate gifts and talents and turn them into something beautiful and powerful has been one of my favorite things about my new career. So many people have no idea how amazing they are and no idea what an impact they could have on the world. But I feel so blessed that I now have the opportunity to inspire others to look inside themselves, find their greatness, and then help them build on it, overcome those obstacles, and then go out and change the world themselves. You could say I'm now building an army of world changers, and I can't think of a better way to spend my time and energy. This journey has not been easy, or comfortable, or cheap. In fact, sometimes it's discouraging and occasionally even terrifying. But I know this is the journey I was meant to take. And maybe some of you are facing a similar journey. But some days you feel like you aren't up to the task, or you think that maybe you aren't really that special after all. You get caught up in the negative self-talk. You get discouraged by your mistakes and you feel like giving up. I know I have been there many times on this path that I have chosen. My best advice for you is to stop trying to do it by yourself. Find someone who's doing what you want to do and follow in their footsteps. Learn from them and others that you admire that are already doing the things you're working towards. Hire them to help you. Let them show you the most effective and the quickest way to get where you want to go. Get a coach. It's one of the best things I've ever done to get where I am today. I can't even imagine trying to figure all this out by myself. Now that I am a coach myself, I love helping women find your gifts, find your voice, find your power, and then create the life of your dreams. If you feel drawn to me, I would love to talk about being your coach. I do have some one-on-one coaching spots available, and I do them in 1 month, 3 month, or 6 month packages. I also have several group coaching programs that run on a rotating schedule. So I invite you, schedule a free call. Go to my website, www.thequeenofmanifesting.com, and click on schedule a call. If you're on a computer, it's in the top right corner. If you're on a phone, it's almost the very first thing on the page. You guys, whether it's me or someone else, the important thing is to get a coach that can help you run, not crawl. Your amazing future is waiting for you. Hurry and go meet it. All right, that's the end of story time today. Thank you for listening. I love you guys. I am so grateful to have you on my journey with me. And I'd love to hear your feedback. And also, please let me coach you if you're ready. I would be honored. So have a great week. Go out and manifest miracles. And I will talk to you again next Monday at 9. Bye. Hey guys, thanks for listening to my episode today. In the show notes, you will find links to today's guests or links or anything I have mentioned, including my Facebook group, my book, and upcoming events. Now, if you want to be at my next retreat, where we will break arrows with our throats and walk on fire, the upcoming one is in June of 2022. So check that out. I will put the link for that in my show notes. Also, we can sign you up for any kind of coaching program, from breakthrough coaching to becoming a speaker to learning how to manifest. So those can all be found on my website, and I'll put the link in the show notes too. So thanks for being a part of this community. Come join the Facebook group and learn how to manifest all of your dreams. I will see you guys next time. Bye.